This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Adam.
And don't forget, you can check out Adam's website, thefreedomline.
Oh, thanks, Ian.
.com.
Get my book for free.
What will they find there besides a free book?
Well, the free audiobook, free in every digital format possible, the ultimate red pill for libertarianism, for voluntarianism, for understanding that as easily as possible. 100 pages, 3-hour audiobook. You can find me on all my social media stuff. You can find my YouTube channel, possibly the most shadow banned channel on YouTube, 250,000 subs, 75 million or
it's
so
views. It's a good
views.
Claim. Hard to prove
and,
it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just like best barbecue in Texas.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it's the most shadow banned channel right. on YouTube. Yeah, mathematically, I'm sure it could be proven. But yeah, 250,000 subs now, and I get sometimes less than 1,000 views per video. It's,
wow.
It's kind of disheartening, but keep plugging away, and I keep getting the message out and doing what I can, and I'm running for the Libertarian Party nomination for president in 2020 on the platform of dissolving the federal government in a peaceful, orderly bankruptcy process.
How many candidates are there running against you that you know of?
There are zero running against me. They're running with me, Ian, because we're a team in the Libertarian Party. And no, actually, I say that a bit jokingly, but it is actually really true. And I'm actively drafting Cynthia McKinney to run right now.
Really? Against? Well, sort of against.
With me! Okay, with me! Right. No, and Lincoln Chafee and Justin Amash as well.
Cynthia McKinney is going to be confusing for a lot of people because they don't know her history, that she showed up. I think you were there that year at Anarchapulco.
Yeah.
And basically
invited her.
Right.
You're not giving me enough credit for once, Ian. I take half credit along with her son for converting her from being a Green Party. She was the Green Party presidential nominee in 2008, six-term Democratic congresswoman from Georgia. And she came out on stage at Anarchapulco to being an anarchist, and in the no rulers sense, of course.
We interviewed her. It was
great. Yeah, and it was because I wanted to bring her out to Anarchapulco, and they wouldn't give us another speaking slot for her. So I said, well, I'll just give her most of mine.
That's cool.
We did it. We did a joint presentation, and it was really cool to say welcome to the community this way. And I'm not one to wring my hands about identity politics or, oh, there aren't enough women in the movement because, all politics is male dominated. But to have a really powerful black woman in the movement speaking out like that and to see how well received she has been and how welcome she's been, I think it's
important.
An important thing for us to have someone like that and to make sure that she has the full respect she deserves. And a lot of that, like we tend to deny that as libertarians. We want to be objective and colorblind. I think in a sense we very much are, but oftentimes we do so at the expense of recognizing that women and minorities face unique challenges in America, and being a black woman, being a congresswoman from Georgia, coming out of it with everything that she did is an experience that is tied to her identity that deserves a certain amount of respect and everything that she has done with that. And now to see her running for the Libertarian Party nomination as part of our team would be awesome.
She hasn't said yes. You're trying
to. Right, right. We think that Amash is going to be announcing in a couple months.
Really?
That's what it looks like to me.
Okay,
anyway.
So that's a pretty big field of some noteworthy candidates.
Yeah, well, there's, we had a great debate in Massachusetts a couple months ago, thanks to Jeff Lyons there and Dan Fishman, the other great people with LP Mass. And the team that we had on stage of myself and Kim Ruff and Arvin Vorha and Dan Taxation Seth Berman and Max Abramson was a great lineup. And we have a great selection of principled grassroots candidates in the race this year. And as tempting as Justin Amash might be, I think they would all be better than him. As much as I want him to run, I would if it came down to Amash versus I think any of those four besides myself, I would still vote for one of them. I think I would say the same thing about Chafee, and then Cynthia would be the one I would say I would actually probably vote for over myself.
We've
spoken about this. I voted for her in 2008, actually. I was a It was when Bob Barr was the LP nominee, so you know it wasn't really that much of a temptation to get away from crossing party lines to support the Green Party in D.C. that was going for ballot access that year, and I was confident in voting for Cynthia at that point. But we've talked about it, and she would have a very similar platform to mine of the ethical concept of we're going to throw the ring in the fire, we're not going to put it on. The end result is going to be 50 independent states and up to 562 sovereign native nations.
Well, if it looked like she was going to get it, you could like step away and give all your votes to her, like try that, right? Like
right,
try
to endorse her. Hey, we don't own people or votes in the Libertarian Party here, Ian. You should know better than to use that language. But yes, there is the possibility of endorsements, and the history of Libertarian Party presidential nominating conventions is a pretty fun one to get into and see those kind of dynamics. Uh-huh. So I would if she had the same, like I've said this about my platform, like we said last night, it's not about me. If someone better comes along for the job who has the administrative experience to carry out this process, who we trust to maintain that line in the sand. Oh, yeah, and in terms of trusting to stand by principle, Cynthia, absolutely bulletproof there.
Let's go to Cactus Jack. He's on the line in our Discord server, discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Cactus Jack, calling from Ohio.
You know, it's funny you brought up Cynthia McKinney, Adam, because I remember when you and I talked at the Libertarian Party of Ohio convention, you would have brought up the idea of her being your running mate.
Oh, it's a nice fantasy, isn't it?
Oh, I would vote for that ticket. And it's funny that there's another Libertarian out there who crossed the party lines and voted for the Green Party nominee when the Libertarian nominee was crap.
Well, I would also be happy to be Cynthia's running mate if she had the sense, and I assume her version of the platform might be significantly different, but if it was the same ethical premise, I'm not running to be president, we're going to get rid of the position right away, I would love to be her running mate as well, and that would take a lot of pressure off me, then I could just be the loudmouth advocate of the platform without having to be the one to actually administer the thing.
Oh, yeah, and you don't have to worry about people not having your book. I'm pretty sure everybody has, like, 10 copies right
now. Wait, you wrote a book?
I remember I bugged that guy you were with. You had left before I could get it signed, so he had to go out to the RV and get one, Elijah. So.
All right, so anyway, are you going to the convention, Cactus Jack?
Yeah, definitely plan to. Because the Ohio Party has shunned me, I have to join the delegation of another state. I'm currently from Iowa.
Really?
I was a delegate from Pennsylvania, even as a resident of Arizona last year because of some tomfoolery with the Arizona Party's delegate process and having to give up my slot for somebody else.
Yeah,
it's a fun history to be written someday.
I have to go to the convention because I'm running for LNC chair. I decided to kick that up
congratulations.
I can't stand Josh Smith, so I got to knock him out the same way Matt
most
did
of our listeners
year.
Don't know who most of these people are.
Yeah,
but,
there's so much fun inside baseball politics.
Yeah, I don't want to get too far
into
the weeds.
Yeah, what I was going to bring up is I'm a noob with cryptocurrency.
Really?
And a lot of people seem to be on the fence like I am because I want to take the plunge. The thing is, there aren't enough retail establishments, I think, that accept it. And I think a lot of people are kind of scared off, not only by that.
Well, you just have to move to Keene or Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and then that's that problem solved.
Get a shift card.
But a lot of people, you brought up altcoins, and I think that's like the one thing that scares off quite a few people is because how do they know which ones are going to hold their weight? I mean, very few of them are, unique. Like LD2, that's about the only thing I can think of right now that's stands out from the pack.
The advice that I give to friends and family who are new to the crypto space is don't touch altcoins yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Get
some Bitcoin, get involved, start to learn about that, and then when you feel like you've graduated and you want to do something with your Bitcoin, aside from, spending it at your local retail establishment, then start to look at some of the altcoins that do something that you believe in,
right?
I have friends into Monero because it's the privacy coin, and they back that technology.
It's one of the privacy
coins. Sure.
This gets to a bigger challenge facing crypto for adoption is that if you think about money, the U.S. dollar, there are people who are end users, and then there are people who get into it beyond that at different levels, and we don't have a clear line of delineation of, okay, you're just an end user, enjoy it, spend it, have a little, don't worry about learning too much, don't care, like, and there's so many scammers. Oh, you put up an altcoin, oh yeah, buy this. It's keep it simple, yeah. Enjoy the basics.
Thank you, Cactus Jack, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and like I said, you know, if you want to get into the real life cryptocurrency mecca, you got to move to Southern New Hampshire. I mean, Portsmouth and Keene are two of the hottest, most businesses accepting crypto per capita on the planet. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Libertarianism is about living in a more free society, but what about living a free life? If you're stuck in a job, business, or relationship where you're not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. demo.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, Free Talk Live. You dial in, you dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join the show, you can. You can also call us on our Discord server, where you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Adam.
And you can also go to freetalklive.com, where you can find a bunch of features, including our video streams. We're on Twitch. We're on DLive. We're also on YouTube. You can go to twitch.freetalklive.com or dlive.freetalklive.com. Please do follow us on either or both of those platforms. And we will continue with more of your calls and thoughts. We have nobody on the line on the Discord server, discord.lrn.fm. Hello, nobody.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, hey. What's up?
Well, I'm running for mayor.
That's right.
And I think that's a good thing. It's enjoyable, but I've only got a brief window to run, and so I'm thinking about, in the unlikely event that I don't become mayor, what other jobs in government do you think nobody should do? I think nobody should arrest people and put them
most
in jail
of them.
For drugs. Do you
yeah,
think
nobody should
do
arrest people for drugs. Yeah.
Nobody should.
nobody should issue occupational licensing?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah, there's a ton of government jobs. Nobody should be in the DEA. That's
for sure. Oh, yeah. Nobody should work for the IRS.
Yeah, nobody should work for pretty much any federal government agency whatsoever.
Well, nobody should work for the government, really, yeah. Anywhere.
But somebody's going to take that job, so nobody might as well do it.
Well, this actually goes back to a conversation we were having off the air tonight about the idea of a freedom-friendly person working in a government position. So it's interesting that you bring it up, nobody. Like, is that a conflict of interest?
I don't. To me, it depends. If you're a liberty lover, I think, and you have a government job, you should do that job subversively.
Okay.
Find ways. I mean, if people are using the government to harass their neighbors, you should find ways to obstruct that.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
Like ransomware.
Accidentally put the USB drive in your state computer.
It leaked some documents.
Oh, that would certainly be fun. And yeah, you know, if you become privy to documents where, you know, the police force is emailing each other, bragging about their brutality or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, expose that kind of thing to the public.
Nobody should handle all FOIA requests.
I'm all for anarchists taking government jobs.
All for it. Okay, so, Richie, you would disagree with this. You were making, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but during one of the breaks when we were talking about this, it sounded like you thought that was going to prop up the system.
I could get behind nobody's case for how to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
My disagreement is liberty-minded individuals taking state positions because they happen to be the best job available. Right, like I can't make the kind of money in the private sector, so I'm going to go make my money in the public sector doing the public sector things. Somebody's got to do it, so it might as well be me. And in the grand scheme of like we don't want any form of government, maintaining the mindset that it's always going to exist, so I might as well be the one in that spot, I think is detrimental to moving towards a no government system.
No, I disagree. I have a slightly nuanced position sort of kind of in between these, which is that like if you take the example, say you live under a government that completely took over everything around medicine and you just wanted to be a doctor. Well, you shouldn't not be a doctor and let there be no doctors in society because government has taken over that sector. So to your point, Rich, about if there's an economic incentive, well, it's the best job available. That by itself, yeah, that's not enough of a criteria, so I wouldn't endorse that. Well, it's the best job available, so I'll take a government job. But if it meets the criteria of being ethical in and of itself,
okay.
If it's a job that the free market would support, and this is somewhat subjective, right? Like, should you not build the roads because you have to be a government employee or contract? No, someone's going to build the roads. Like, it's not that, you know, someone would do it or would take the job of pepper spraying protesters, you know, if in a free market. Someone's going to build the roads in a free market.
Someone's got to run the sewer system.
Right. So, like, those jobs, I think if...
Unless nobody does it.
Yeah, and nobody can't do all those things.
So specialized things like doctors where, yeah,
specialized. Is it something that the market would provide legitimately? Is it ethical in what you're doing? And if the government has... And there's not a market alternative... You know, it's not like, well, I could work for the city moving trash and get paid the X dollars, or I could work for the private company moving trash and get X dollars. If it's the same, yeah, go with the nonviolent organization.
Yeah.
But if there's no market alternative and there's, it's, yeah, well, the government has taken that. It's the same as we can say, well, the government's taken all, over all of medicine. The only way to be a doctor is to work for government. But when you say, well, it's the government has taken away so many opportunities, just, hey, it's the only opportunity that exists for me as a laborer in my city. There's nothing wrong with taking that government job.
Okay.
But do it, yeah, I'd say as subversively as possible. Yeah. Do it not only with an eye to doing it ethically for yourself, but how do I take advantage of this position to expose other unethical behavior in government? And I think that's what Nobody was saying that's so brilliant.
That's why I can kind of get behind his reason for taking it.
In martial arts, one of the big topics they talk about is using your enemy's own energy against him.
Yeah. I would actually encourage people to take government jobs if they can become leakers. We need more of those.
Or monkey wrenchers, people who can put in leakers. You know, kinks into the system.
Well, like Doug Stano pointed this out about Occupy Wall Street. They were there for a whole year. You know what they could have done at the beginning? They could have gathered people up and said, okay, if you don't have a criminal record, you need to go become a cop. And within a year, they would have owned half the police department that's there, like, harassing them in wherever
that's
it was.
That's a tough one to be a libertarian.
I mean, it would be a tough one to do because as soon as they were recognized,
I don't think a cop,
being people who are willing to toe the line, they'd be fired.
You have to do what you're told. There's a period where you have to, like, do what they say before you can sort of get through the tenure process as a police officer. And so if the chief is riding along with you and says, you've got to arrest that kid for marijuana, if you don't, the union's probably not going to protect you.
So you sacrifice the kid, and then in 20 years you might be chief.
I don't agree with that.
Could you work for the NSA and contribute to unethical data collecting and analysis in order to get to a position where you could be a whistleblower and blow the whole thing away?
That's a tough question. That's a question.
Coming up next
on
Free Talk Live.
Each individual has to answer.
Away with it, I would.
Yeah, and that's a question that each person.
I would hate doing it.
Yeah, they'd have to answer that for themselves, and we've known people like TJ.
It's like the psychopath question, right? Would you push a fat guy in front of a train to derail it to save three lives of people who are tied to the tracks? Could you do that?
No, I couldn't do that.
Could you kill? What if it was to save a million lives? Could you kill one person to save a million lives?
No, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I couldn't take the action that resulted in the death, but I could observe the inaction that resulted in far more.
Nobody, final thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would definitely come down. When in doubt, err on the side of inaction, because it's better to do nothing than to do the wrong thing. First, do no harm.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. Check out Nobody's website, by the way. It's electnobody.com.
Yes.
You can still get behind his campaign, even if you don't live in Keene, New Hampshire. There are many
support
ways to
support Nobody from here.
Nobody at electnobody.com. Thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to get into these stateless people in India coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a Category 5 storm. Hurricane Dorian is now ripping up the Bahamas. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says the storm is unprecedented.
This is the worst storm that's ever hit the Bahamas already. You add to that, it's basically just going to sit here for a day and a half with 185 mile per hour winds. It's really mind-boggling. It's scary and excruciating to watch how slow this storm is moving.
National Weather Service meteorologist Joel Klein says even if it doesn't hit the Florida coast, the storm surge will be major.
On the southern portions of the central coast of Florida, 2 to 4 feet in storm surge, but in the part of Florida that has a little bump out, that's looking like about 4 to 7 feet of storm surge.
South Carolina's governor has ordered a mandatory evacuation of the coast. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Liberty.menu is where you should go if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force. If you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you belong over at liberty.menu where you can list the things that you do. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you've got more than one business. Perhaps you're a content creator and you want other liberty-friendly people to find out about you. This is the best site that we have seen. And we've been looking for these things for a long time. Mark even at one point wanted to pay a designer to design one. I'm like, wait, there's this guy in New Hampshire. He's done this awesome site. Somebody finally got it right. Liberty.menu is super easy to use, and it's free. So, I mean, there's no reason not to be on this site unless you don't want people to know you care about freedom. And in some cases, you don't want people to know that. But, you know, if you're ready to come out of the closet and let people know that your business is freedom-friendly, then get on over to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, and that'll get you a Free Talk Live listener badge. And, yes, of course, there's ratings and reviews, and there's even a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with the others on the site. It's liberty.menu. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, it's Ian, Richie, and Adam Kokesh here in the studio. We go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, taking advantage of Adam's presence to ask him, again, questions that only he's uniquely qualified to answer based
there
on
many
his,
of those.
Well, there's a few, Adam. So you were mainstream politics in New Mexico, and you were mainstream media. Hello?
Yeah, I was going to say, arguably. I mean, I ran for the Republican nomination for Congress and lost handily. And I was on the smaller commercial talk station, AM 1550 KIVA, for 6 months
in
an unpaid position.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So So you made my point that you were orders of magnitude further involved in the mainstream power structure of the state of New Mexico, which, like I said last night, the FBI has stated publicly is the most corrupt state in the nation. And you stated last night that you were surprised that it was number one, but you knew it would be high on the corruption list, indicating that you had been aware of some things to make you make that assessment. So please share with us what you did notice in the state of New Mexico that was corrupt activity here in the state of New Mexico, whether, you know, whether it be in government or media or the combination. It's an incestuous.
Are you asking for something that he saw personally, like something he witnessed personally, or something he heard about from somebody?
And why he didn't do anything about it?
Just things that he is aware of.
All right. So, David,
I don't have any unique perspective. I mean, I was there when Martinez was running for governor, and
she was
very tight in 2010.
Okay.
And so she was very tied in with law enforcement, and there was a sort of typical, you know, the police are going to endorse her, the, you know, all the fraternal orders are going to endorse her. I think she was a prosecutor and was very much a law and order kind of politician, Republican, and I was very disheartened to see her win, because there was, I think it was Doug Turner was also running against her. And a handful of others, Janice Arnold Jones.
Nobody knows these people are.
These are New Mexico politician rock stars, and nobody outside of New Mexico knows who they are. I was also running against Ben Ray Lujan, who was the Democratic congressman representing New Mexico's 3rd District, and his father, I forget his first name, but I think it was just Ray Lujan, was the Speaker of the House at the time. I don't know if he still is. And there was, I mean, I don't have any, like,
so it's like any other state where there's
particularly
certain families.
Privy to, but the stuff that I was hearing that I think would be worth someone, if there were, you know, investigative reporters in New Mexico who want to get into it, some of the manipulation of where they put interchanges in the freeway system to increase property value of people in the Lujan family. But that, I mean, of all the, you know, crime and grift that happens in New Mexico, that's still like relatively insignificant.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think the bigger corruption is from the federal money coming in. Like I said yesterday, the military bases, the national labs, Sandia and Los Alamos.
David, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, apparently there's a new law. We can get back into cell phones after we do this, the stateless people, but there's a new law in Texas that is now making it illegal to send unsolicited nude photos.
So I'm not moving to Texas.
How am I supposed to meet women? This better not go nationwide. I'm not dating in Texas.
But let's go all the way over to India now. Where Richie, you've got a story, and where's this coming from? Who published this?
Yahoo News.
Yahoo
is where
News.
I got this one.
Right. What's going on? Stateless people?
2 million people face statelessness as India publishes a citizenship list. Almost 2 million people in the northeast India were left facing statelessness on Saturday after they were excluded from a citizenship list aimed at weeding out foreign infiltrators, in a process the central government wants to replicate nationwide. So this isn't even all of India. It's just like one little province is like, these are our citizens.
2 million in the one province.
Right, and not on the list.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
So we don't know how many are also not on the list in the rest of India, which, according to Quick Google, has 1.3+ billion people in it.
Right.
Okay.
So on this one, a total of 31.1 million people were included in a national register of citizens, but 1.9 million were deemed ineligible, according to an official statement.
Ineligible to be on a list, basically saying you're a citizen?
You're a citizen of India.
Okay.
Or of this province in India.
Great. So that actually sounds really good to me, because if I'm not a citizen officially, then that means that I don't owe them taxes. Right. I owe them no duty of obligation because they don't owe me any protection duty. Right.
Well, neither does the government of the United States.
Exactly.
You know that this has been adjudicated, right?
So you're not a citizen here either. You're not a citizen here either. It's all just a lie.
What? Yeah. Wait, are government lies?
That's true.
So even at this point, if someone goes like, are you a U.S. citizen? I say, I either answer like, you would deem me as such, or you would recognize me as so.
That's what you've been doing? Yeah.
Yeah, but I never answer.
Who's asking you this question on a regular basis? You go into the border?
Like customs.
No, yes, you know, stuff like that. Oh, yeah, stuff like that. No one in particular, but, you know.
Nobody should ask you if you're a citizen.
Nobody should. But that's how I chose.
Right,
but that's how I chose an answer. Just not in the affirmative, but just basically that.
Uh-huh.
I know who asked. Judges, right? Because they go like, "Are you a citizen of the United States?" When you get called up as, you know.
That doesn't happen at the state level.
What do you mean?
Not here. Not in New Hampshire. They won't ask you that.
Okay. Well,
but maybe at like certain court hearings, like immigration or some other kind of, maybe federal would ask you that, but I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I don't remember like if it's district court or circuit court or whatever. But in order to,
they do that in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah, I'm thinking when I was in court in Texas last, they call you to the stand and are you who you say you are the resident and citizen of the state of Arizona or something like that?
Interesting. Okay.
Because if you're found guilty, it could affect your immigration status of some sort, something to that effect.
All right. So what happened?
Okay. So a large chunk of those excluded were expected to be Muslims. So it gets even deeper. Mm.
Total coincidence.
Mm. Shahibul Haq Shidkar, a Muslim college teacher.
I'm not sure if I should dump that. Go ahead.
I'm
joking. I'm not going to do it.
A Muslim college teacher was distraught after two of his children made the list, but he was left out. Even my father's name is there in the final NRC, that's the list, but I have been left out.
National Registry of Citizens.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But I have been left out, the 39-year-old told AFP. I guess that's the other public.
I wonder why. I mean, that seems like a strange exception to make. The father was on the list, but the son.
Wait, government makes mistakes?
Well, but was it a purposeful thing? Like, was this like with the communists in North Korea or in a lot of places?
You'd have to give them credit for deliberately being able to single out 2 million people.
Well, a Muslim college professor
might be a dissident.
Okay, so, right, and it's not uncommon in places like North Korea.
But did that organize that they could put together a list?
They had
of 2
lists under Kim Jong or Kim Il Sung, I think it was. They had lists of people, and they had a certain categorization for each citizen, so-called citizen in the country, whether you were like with the party or questionable or definitely against the party. Basically, it was three categories: 855, 450, free. So I wonder if something like that's going on here, where this is deliberate. It's Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and if you're invited here, if you want to join us, you can. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about statelessness. That is being a status that a lot of people in India right now are having forced upon them, apparently, by the Indian government, leaving them off of a list of citizens,
yep.
The registry of citizens that apparently has just been published. So we'll get into that a little bit deeper here, and also we'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. And I also want to say thank you to Paul Ritter, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. That means that Paul is contributing $10 a month to thank you. Yes, and thank you, Paul, to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like the fact that we're heard on over 200 radio stations across an entire week, they're not all on the same night, but over a week, we're on over 200 stations. If you'd like us to get to 300...
Oh, yeah.
We can do that.
Oh, yeah.
It does take some effort, and money helps with effort. So advertise, market, and promote. That's what the program's all about.
So they'll be accepting sponsorship from Lockheed Martin starting next week.
This is one of the ways we can avoid that.
Exactly. Right?
So if money is coming in from listeners, we're not as beholden to money coming in from advertisers.
Put your money where your heart is, people.
It's actually a way to decentralize the support for this program, and it's one of the critical methods that we've been a success. This is the reason why we've been such a success, is because our listeners got behind us. I mean,
they're active and engaged.
Right. If it felt like people didn't care what we were doing, then we'd probably have stopped doing it at some point. So
and now
you
only get half the Coke money from the Coke brothers.
You know, there was a time when one of their, what was it, AIG or something like AI something.
AIE, American those, Enterprise Institute.
One of their, AI. They gave money to some organization that did do some sponsorship on Free Talk Live. Mark's saying it, but I can't hear him through my headphones. So it was
Institute for Humane Studies.
There you go. Yeah, they did like summertime seminars or something like that.
The David Koch Institute has touched everything in media production one way or another, too. Like in National Geographic, there's David Koch Foundation sponsorship.
If you only had enough that you could be like that, that's amazing. So again, amp.freetalklive.com. We don't ask for Coke money. We're asking for $5 a month, which, you know, if you can afford a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger or something, you can afford the AMP program. So it's, and you get perks, you get Benny's, amp.freetalklive.com, including, one of the newest ones, which is the AMP only call in line now on Discord. So sometimes, sometimes we'll get raided on Discord by like some Twitch viewers who are fans of like another channel or whatever. They'll come in, they'll fill up our call-in lines. Well, there's now a line special for contributors to the show, so when the raiders come in, they can't get into that line. So that line's always open for Free Talk Live amplifiers. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Richie, let's get back into India, where there's, what part was it, northeast?
Okay, so the actual state is Assam, and it's in the northeast, in the northeastern area. I'm not familiar with Indian geography.
Me neither.
So there you go.
It's a big country.
Northeast is that way. Up and to the left.
Yeah.
I mean, up and to the right. Right. Up and to the
right. Now you're confusing everybody.
It's huge. I mean, this one state has a tenth the size of the American population.
Right.
You know, India's
33 million people in this.
Gigantic. Yeah. With over 1.3 billion people in the whole country. It's huge.
So Assam, that's the state, has long seen large influxes from elsewhere, including under British colonial rule and around Bangladesh's 1971 War of Independence, where millions fled into India. For decades, this has made Assam a hotbed of interreligious and ethnic tensions. Sporadic violence has included the 1983 massacre of around 2,000 people. Security was beefed up in Assam ahead of the release of the NRC, with some 20.
The NRC is the National Citizenship Registry.
Yep. With some 20,000 extra personnel brought in and gathering banned in some locations.
Yeah, this I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that based on the history of these sorts of things, there are not good things that are going to come out of this registry of citizens. In fact, I'm surprised it took them this long to copy this idea from, you know, in a lot of cases, a lot of communist countries do this this kind of thing.
Yep.
And it never leads to good things.
Well, I'm kind of hoping Native Americans will be inspired to leave all the white people off the citizenship rolls for the same reasons. You know, we've had a lot of incomers here on this continent, and maybe it'd be time we can all be de-citizened.
Can we still all join the Lakota Sioux Nation?
Well, you can join the Oklahoma Native American Church.
There you go.
I want you to talk about that. That's a whole other story, though.
No, you're going to have me back on in like a year for that one.
Are you new to the church?
No, I've been a member for 3 or 4 years now. Okay. But no, the legal implication. Sorry, Rich. No, I have a really interesting drug case in Texas. Related to the religious freedom issue. And
you want to talk more about it?
I can't talk about
it
publicly until it's settled now, but it's looking really good. It's a really cool case, and I can't wait to tell the story.
It sure would be nice if that settles out before your political campaign kicks into high gear. That would be convenient.
I don't know. But I think I'm just running to abolish the federal government so I can get my gun rights back anyway. And
say the name of the church again, because it's so hard to spell.
Yeah, Oklehueva, and it's kind of how it sounds, Oklehueva. And anybody can look that up if you're a veteran.
This is the psychedelic church, people.
Oh, okay.
This is
cool.
Yeah, so
it's the Native American spiritual church that if you sign up, you say that, you know, you're asserting your religious right to have whatever native or plant-based drugs that
DMT,
you call sacraments.
Peyote, cannabis. Yeah. I love these. These guys do good work. They've been around for a long time. It's an interesting thing. All right.
Yeah,
so, statelessness. 2 million people in this one state in India are not on the list of citizens.
Right. So anxious residents started queuing up since early morning, braving rain and bad weather to check their names on the list. So they published this thing, and then you had to go look to see if you could find your name on the list.
Right. Okay. So they're anxious for
a
reason.
Am I a citizen or not?
Yeah, I think there's more to it.
Mommy.
There may be some people who are like that, but
there's an implication here.
Yeah, I think there's a darker implication.
It's the religious implication discussed above with the Muslims thing. Only those who can demonstrate they or their forebears were in India before 1971 could be included in the list.
Hmm.
Wow, all right.
Is that a change in legal precedent, or is that an enforcement of something that was already there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They just come up with that?
Well, the list is new, apparently.
Yeah. And again, it's just starting. Navigating the complex process is a huge challenge for many in a flood-prone, poor region of high illiteracy where many lack documentation. So you got the poorest of the poor.
Right, you can't prove you were there before that time frame.
Are you a citizen? What's a citizen?
Well, a citizen is, by definition, somebody who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. That's generally the definition in legal dictionaries.
So anybody who chooses to can say, I'm not a citizen.
That's the way it should be.
In an illiterate rural population,
they don't know what that is.
They don't even care.
Well, they do care because they're queuing up to make
sure
their name's on the list.
Yeah, others probably just, you know.
Well, the ones who, in order to queue up to see who's on the list, you're talking about only the ones who can read.
That's right.
Yeah. Already the ones who can't read don't care enough to...
What's it going to mean? I mean, well, that's the thing. You're saying it may not, but we don't know where they're going to go from here. Are they going to take the people who aren't on a list and round them up and put them into camps? Are they going to remove them from the county and, you know, push them out? Will they get some sort of second-class treatment where they won't be able to, you know, get the same whatever it is that they're looking to get?
I got
to
give you a little quick background on this because I interviewed a woman in Harvard a few weeks ago who was an Indian exchange student for a med program there, and I was asking her about the caste system in India,
mm-hmm.
and she was actually afraid to say everything that she thought about it.
Really?
On my YouTube channel in the United States.
Come after her.
Knowing that as an Indian citizen, she's going back to India after med school
right.
to practice medicine there. And that if she speaks out against the caste system here, and that's on the record, that she could still get in trouble for that.
Absolutely. Sure.
That's how relevant it still is.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's an important part of their culture.
Our Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party runs Assam, and critics say the NRC process reflects the BJP's, Bharatiya Janata Party, mm-hmm. goals to serve only its co-religionists. In January, India's lower house passed legislation
Why there's a bunch of Muslims that are off the list.
Yeah. India's lower house passed legislation that would grant citizenship to people who moved to India as recently as 6 years ago, as long as they are not Muslims.
Wow. Mm. Okay, persecution time.
There you go. Mm. Yeah.
You've got them being rounded up in China as well. It was, I believe, northwestern China, which is, I'm not sure if that's how close that is. I know they're relatively close together. Do they border each other, India and China? I'm not remembering.
I think so. There might be like Mongolia somewhere in there, or is that to the north of China?
Because the Chinese government is also rounding people up. Oh, yeah, okay. Is there a bunch of
like small little countries in between?
Well, I mean, Tibet. So, yeah, I mean, India apparently borders Tibet, which China's going to claim is theirs. So.
Well, it's funny to think about this, that there's this Muslim backlash, still a post-9/11 phenomenon in the United States. And we know how there's this weird phenomenon in the world of other countries making poor facsimiles of American culture. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we were going after Muslims. No, not like that. We just didn't want to let them in the country, not like execute them in mass numbers. No, slow down, China. Slow down,
oh,
India.
Oh, no, they're just
don't
putting
go
them
there.
In camps.
They're just putting the, oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
not, there's no executions. Huh? No, it's just camps. Don't worry. That's never happened before.
They're going to have David Hasselhoff right. in the background as a soundtrack while they're rounding up the Muslims.
855-450 free allows you to join us here. Hour number three is coming up. You can. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.